Hello and welcome to The Catch, Redcar's fishing story past and present. I'm Carmen Marcus, author, poet, fisherman's daughter and Redcar lass. In this episode you will hear about foying, pleasure boat rides, where tourists would step up onto wooden gangways, onto boats to get a taste of the sea for themselves. Foying. Foying is pleasure boating, and it was hugely popular in Redcar from 1800 until the 1970s. Foying was part of the summer season. Fishermen built wooden gangways and loaded the boats with visitors so that they too could get a taste of the sea. It was as important to the fishermen as catching fish and provided a much needed income to last over the hard winter months.
Redcar was a spa town, and well-to-do people used to come and live in the big houses on the front at Redcar with the servants, had maids, and come up, all the retinue used to come. And there was bathing huts, like you see in the south coast, an awful lot of boats. The boats, the fishing boats, used to take passengers out after they'd finished the fishing. And that's how the foying started.
I know some of the forties I've seen, a couple, where I think Lady Zeppelin's one. You couldn't have got another person in the boat.
Oh, no.
It must have been 20. Oh,
right. You're only supposed to carry 12. And the boat used to be up, like, it was nailed down to the beach. You couldn't get it off. You didn't know whether it was going to get off the or sink when it went out. My uncle Vincent in the Remembrance, which was a 19-footer, he had 29 people in the boat, including yourself. And they had that smaller piece of the boat that he was sat right in a very small triangle on the stair, and the rudder could only go that way, and they had to get him set off by kicking the propeller, and they got him started, and he went across the bell, and then he went across the bell, he knocked the rudder off. They had no chance to get the rudder back off, so Philip Pickford, he had to go and put the rudder back on the board. And they had to waffle all the people around so that the other people could get into starting. You'd see all this from the shore. But he had 29, and all these sports got 12. I mean, you know, how there wasn't any disasters.
You couldn't move on that beach for pit on there. They were crammed like sardines in a tin. And you said the gangways up. And you said, shall I go for the motorboat? Step right along the gangway. And what the catch phrase was, when I remember, someone used to shout, "Have a laugh with Mark, skip with Jim, and a crack with Jack."
That's right. Yeah,
you always remember that stick.
Yeah, my God, I was able to hold that for ages. Yeah, Mark, I could see about the mouth.
Laugh with Mark, skip with Jim, and a crack with Jack.